Matthew 18? Jesus said, treat him as a publican. That was like the lowest of the low of the culture. Unbeliever. Put him out till he repents and comes back.
Do you have a card for your site?
Absolutely. Absolutely do. And let me just share with you this thing. Love for evangelism. I'm going to share something that might change your whole life. God's word will. There's one verse in the Bible, New Testament, that uses love for evangelism. One. That's it. I've studied this. You know what verse it is? It's a famous verse. Everybody uses it. From Jesus. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. So Jesus gives this plea. Now you look at the rest of Jesus' ministry, all the disciples, everyone after him, they never use love to evangelize. Love is in the body of true believers. I agree with you there. We love, we nurture. If I knew you were a brother wanting to see the call of God, then I'm going to take you in, I'm going to love on you, I'm going to teach you, fellowship. But when you say, nah, I smoke cigarettes and I watch a little porn. I'm not quitting. I go, brother. Wait, brother, you won't quit? You don't get none of that. You don't get fellowship until you repent. This is how we keep the body pure. All the rest of the places for evangelism, you know what the call always was? Go read Acts 2 where the body of Christ was founded. Repent! For the kingdom of God is at hand. Then when you repent and you see that the wrath of God's coming for you, that he loved the world enough to send Christ, you run from your sin. Now you learn of the love of God because you've changed your mind. But they just preached a false gospel up there. They told people God love loves you. That's what they said. He loves you so much. Love. They never called anyone to repentance. Do you think that's a biblical gospel?
I don't think it's unbiblical.
It's not biblical. It's not complete. You can't enter the kingdom of God without repentance. The gospel is faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood. That's the beginning. And his resurrection.
I believe that.
Repentance.
Nobody can make accusations until the whole story is told.
Maybe I know all about these guys.
I understand that.
I've studied them.
And
Curtis Chapman is a millionaire. You know how he became a multimillionaire?
Selling music.
What did Jesus make a whip for in John 2?
For them.
You think Jesus would whip him if he showed up? So why should Christians come and lift up his music if Jesus would whip him?
But I would hate for this show, let's call it, to be over, or not be over, and then all of a sudden somebody does use the words repentance, and then somebody's out here saying that nobody uses it. It's hard to make accusations until...
Look at the fruit of these people. They don't repent. If you're of the world, you haven't repented. If you're of man-made religion, you haven't repented.
But we don't know that somebody's not asking for repentance right now in there.
We don't know that...
False gospel. False gospel. You don't get salvation by saying a prayer. Show me one Bible verse which says, say a prayer, you get salvation.
No, it's an inner thing. It's a relationship with Jesus.
No, it's not a relationship with Jesus. See, that's a big problem. You do not have a relationship. Is Jesus around you? Can you see him? You hear his voice? This is key. You have a covenant with God. Big difference. God has always been a covenantal God. This teaches relationship Jesus, which is false. God has always been a covenantal God.
There is no other way to the Father.
Yes, there is. There is another way. God had a covenant with Adam and Eve. They broke it. God had a covenant with Abraham. Abraham did his best to keep it. God had a covenant with Noah. God had a covenant with Israel. God had a covenant in the Old Testament with Israel. Today, we have a new covenant, Matthew 26. And Jesus is the vehicle. He's the ark by which we gain eternal life. And the only way you're going to gain eternal life is by getting in the ark, which is Jesus, spiritually, through keeping his covenant. Do you have a job? Do you have to keep the rules at your job?
Sometimes.
You have a relationship with your boss. I mean, why would you have to keep any of the rules? You know what I'm talking about. I say that to the police officers. The police officers show up and they go, why are you so hard on them? And I go, do you have to keep up some kind of manual? Oh, yeah. Do you have to do everything by the letter? Oh, yeah. I said, God requires that everything is done by the manual. And if it's not done by his manual, the word of God, it's fruit that you either don't know him or you're being rebellious. Either way, you won't enter into the kingdom of God. So you have an unbiblical view of, I think Christianity serves a purpose. What? Is this Christianity's purpose? To entertain people with fleshly music and heretics? Crowder is going to be here. Crowder links with mysticism and Roman Catholics. Stephen Curtis Chapman's daughter is a cheerleader for the Alabama sports. You think it's godly for a girl to show her body off and dance around in front of grown men?
I don't think anybody's perfect. I don't think
that's not what I asked you.
100% control
over his other two sons are in a worldly rock band. It's not even a Christian rock band. Worldly. I got videos of them taking their clothes off, shirts off, dancing. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman's children, grown up, all in his system.
So did David.
David repented, and David was a godly man. Don't you smear brother David, who repented of his sin. Don't smear brother Paul, who was a murderer and repented. Did they repent?
How could they not? How could you say they don't repent?
Did they repent?
How can you say no one here repents?
Because they still keep all of these false ways. You don't repent if you keep your sin, sir. You have no idea what repentance is. Repentance means you change your ways. Are you married? Okay. Are you married?
Yes.
You said you are. If you had a girlfriend on the side and your wife found out and she said, I'll take you back. I'll forgive you because I'm a Christian. But you got to get rid of the girlfriend. What if you said to her, honey, nobody's perfect. I'm probably going to go see her once or twice a year. Your wife would be a fool if she'd take you back. This is what I'm talking about, a covenant. You have a marriage covenant. We have a blood covenant with Jesus, and part of that is you must obey. If you're not going to obey His word and you're going to obey this, you're not born of God, or you're rebellious.
So you're saying nothing good can ever come out of this.
You're the second person to ask me that. God can use pornography. If that young man was addicted to pornography, God could use pornography to convict him, to where he'd go, I'm so wretched, and he'd run to Jesus. God just used pornography. Yeah, God can use all kinds of this. God didn't ordain you to use this.
Aren't there more like horrible things out there that you could be protesting at?
I go into the world. I was at the Super Bowl. I go into the gutter. I go all over the place, and I go to places like this. I go all over. I got hundreds of street preaching videos.
This is the front line. I don't understand.
This is worldly, wicked Christianity. Paul and Jesus went to the temple and called them out of their sin and their false ways. In Mark 7, Jesus says, if you keep man-made traditions, Mark 7, 6, and 9, you void your worship of God. Go read it. You void. This is all against the word of God. Fleshly, unbiblical. You void your worship of God. You must worship God in spirit and truth. You don't worship your way, otherwise you're your own God. You're practicing witchcraft and rebellion.
I understand. You don't get to pick and choose what you want.
What this is. That's what this is. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
I was waiting for you, but I appreciate
you. Hope to hear from you. We'll have to help you in faith. We love you. Did you get customers? Yeah. We love you. Thank you for talking and not mocking. You must go deep. Test if you're really born again or not. And then test every step of your life against the scriptures. And you'll begin to see that these religious systems, Sunday is not the Lord's Day. I got articles on all this I'm teaching about.
But that's Seventh-day Adventist. You're talking about Saturdays.
No. Saturday. We don't worship on Saturday either. Christ is our Sabbath rest. So they're wrong too. We're not Seventh-day Adventists. We don't teach you to keep Saturday Sabbath. We teach you to...
Every day is Sabbath?
Absolutely. We rest in Christ every single day. We live for Christ every single day. And this is what's wrong with the church building system. You walk in, you do worship in a building, you walk out, you go in the world. You know that's true.
Well,
you're supposed to live.
My church says, and you're now entering the mission field as you...
Yeah, I know that. What's your church? What's the name of it?
First Assembly.
Of where? First Assembly of... What's your pastor's name?
Craig Moore.
I'll look him up. First Assembly of God is not biblical. I'll just tell you right now. They keep the pagan holidays. They're feminized. About 20% of the Assembly of God has women pastors. The Bible is clear, dead set, against women pastors. Right there. I'd never be associated with them. I used to go to Assembly of God. They're very much into the music. Rick Warren, they used to bring Rick Warren into their conferences. He's a false teacher. I have a testing on my website of Assembly of God.
I believe there are. Yes, there are.
It's all sin.
Absolutely.
You gotta leave sin. You must repent of sin.